Hey, Daily Doses, this is Pastor Larry here again, and we're taking a look at this idea that we're not alone. There's always another in the furnace with us when we think like, oh my gosh, what is going on here? And today I'd like to take a look at what I think in my mind is the poster child of God being with us in those times we have no idea that he's in any way around or any idea of what he's up to. It's the story of a guy named Joseph. You'll find him around Genesis 37 or so in your Bible. You might want to read it this week through the end of Genesis. He's got this amazing story. So he's taken up a third of the book of Genesis. And he's son number 11 out of 12 sons that are going to be born to his father. And he is told by the Lord in a vision that he's got just this amazing, great future being used by God. And so he arrogantly goes and tells his brothers about that, who don't take very well to that, especially in a culture where priority of birth was a very important thing. And the eldest got a double portion of inheritance and all kinds of things. So even worse than in this day and age, for him to do that was just like lowest emotional intelligence ever. Well, they end up hating him. Long story short, rather than kill him in one opportunity, they throw him into a cistern, and they see a bunch of Egyptians going by, a caravan, and they sell him as a slave. So this favored son has been told by God that his brothers are going to bow down to him. He's going to be this great leader and all that. Now he's a slave in Egypt. He serves well and lives a godly life. And so he rises up to kind of be head slave in the household. But Potiphar, who is the guy who's head of that house, Potiphar's wife has a hots for him, and she propositions him. He does the right thing and runs from her, and she grabs his coat as he's leaving and claims he tried to rape her. So now he's thrown into prison. Well, he does all the right stuff in prison, and again, long story short, what happens is nothing happens like it should happen when you're doing what God wants. He has an opportunity to get out, it looks like, because of a dream that Pharaoh has, but nothing happens, and then suddenly, one day, 24-hour period, he goes from being in jail to in front of Pharaoh, interpreting the dream that happens and telling Pharaoh that it's letting him know there's going to be 7 good years of great success followed by 7 years of famine. He gives him a plan of what to do, store it up for those years. And Pharaoh makes him overnight second in all of Egypt. Well, way back in the promised land, this early little group of people that are going to become God's people are facing a famine of their own, and they're so desperate, they go to Egypt to see if they can buy the food. And once again, long story short, remember, it starts at chapter 37, it goes to 50. What he does is he has his brothers come in front of him, but they don't know it's him, because of his Egyptian language, his dress, and everything he does to hide it. So they think they're in front of the second most powerful person in Egypt, not realizing they're in front of the brother that they had betrayed, started to kill, and then sold into slavery. Well, what Joseph understood is life is like a tapestry. You ever seen a tapestry being built or made by somebody? If you look on the backside of it, it is one ugly thing. You turn it over and it is a thing of beauty. And that's often how life works. And Joseph understood that through all of these things that he could not understand, God was there with him. And someday it would come to light, either in eternity or in this life. And sure enough, in this life for him, it did. And as he tells his brothers who they are, you can imagine they were rather, as the Bible says, distressed. But listen to what he says. I'm your brother Joseph, the one you sold into slavery in Egypt. And do not be distressed, and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me here ahead of you. I've got the food, I've got the power, I will protect you. For 2 years now, there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there'll be no plowing or reaping, just a terrible famine. But God sent me ahead of you. God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. Every day of our life as we walk with Jesus Christ, that's the promise we can know. The power of the Holy Spirit living within us, the great plan of our Lord for his kingdom and for our lives being fulfilled, nothing will stop it. God is at work. And we might not realize it until suddenly in some 24 little hour period, everything changes in a way we would have never guessed. We might not realize it until we stand before the Lord. We might not realize it for a week or two from now. God's timetable is not ours. But His promise is, we are never alone. There's always another in the fire.